You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it baby? Keep it real, take a red pill.
You drive a hard party.
Yes, you are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V, and I also have both of my co-hosts here with me. I've got Bill the Butcher from the Butcher Shop.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And I've also got Will Turbot here from Demand the Truth.
Very good to be here with you gentlemen tonight.
Okay, and for this episode, I need to get Bill caught up here because we have a returning guest from last night. We have Mary Bagnashi. I hope I get that right. But anyhow, we have had her on. She is a whistleblower from HUD. I believe she used to work with the housing development, and she's a whistleblower on lots of things and has some legal goals that she's trying to set, I should say, for the state of Connecticut, I do believe. And wow, it's just like the conversation we had last night was tremendous, especially with relating my own experience and experience of other people that I know with the discrimination going on in the housing projects and these sort of things. So, Mary, are you still there?
Yes. Hi. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Nice to hear from you. Yes. Well, we got through a lot of information last night, and we didn't really cover exactly what happened to you. Now, you said you were targeted and retaliated against. Now, from someone in your position, how did they retaliate against you? What did they put you through?
Well, I was fired after I filed a HUD fair housing complaint against my employer, who was a municipal HUD public housing authority. I had worked there for 6.5 years, and I had a lot of concerns, and I contacted HUD, and they suggested I file a HUD fair housing complaint against my employer. And as soon as I did, the retaliation was immediate, and within 3 or 4 months, I was illegally terminated. That was, believe it or not, back in 06, and I'm still fighting. I filed a whistleblower complaint in Connecticut using the Connecticut whistleblower law, which is flawed because the state claims that Connecticut Municipal Housing Authority employees aren't eligible as whistleblowers. We're not only not allowed to file a whistleblower complaint, the complaint won't be investigated, and then we won't be protected for retaliation, you know, whether it's being At first, I was illegally fired. And then when I continued to push the issue to the point of lawsuit, I had bought a NOLO Represent Yourself in Court book for $50. This was 10 years ago. And I started the steps, which alerted all of the parties that I was pursuing a lawsuit. And what they started doing to me was started arresting me. And for actually from 2010 until 2014, I was arrested about a dozen times, all breach of peace, creating a public disturbance, frivolous charges, all false accusations. But the retaliation included 4 false imprisonments and pre-conviction of any of these perjured statements. They really threw the book at me, because what I have uncovered with the HUD and federal-funded affordable housing programs, like all the rest of the government, is all very corrupt. And the issue in Connecticut with the whistleblowers not being protected because we are alleged to not be public employees. They call us, I don't know. It's very confusing still to this day. Try to wrap your head around all of it. But it's all local commissioners.
Well, you're contractors at this point.
The City of Torrington Municipal Housing Authority, yes, I guess you could say they're somewhat contractors of HUD. Is that what you mean?
That's what I was suggesting.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, they get the federal funds and housing authorities throughout the country. In Connecticut, there's over 100 individual municipal housing authorities that contract with HUD to run the Section 8 or public housing programs. I don't know how to really explain it, but so I'm still fighting right now. There's a case in Connecticut. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to say, I assume that you have a family possibly that you're supporting, and you know, if so, how did that affect them? What were your struggles? And, you know.
Oh, my family? Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, look, I was fired in 06. At the time, I had, I have 3 children, but they're adults now. This was 14 years ago. My home went into foreclosure. I ended up losing my home. It's what happened to my family was, pretty awful. My 2 youngest were in middle school, when all of this started, and my life has been consumed by, fighting the corruption and the retaliation that came after having been fired. So it has been very difficult for my family and I, but it's difficult for anybody who stands up against these tyrants. They come after you. What can we do? You know?
Well, I applaud you for being able to hold your family together. Most people who become targets, I mean, they lose everything.
I lost everything.
Yeah, I mean, family and everything. I know the hells that I've been through. But the thing, though, about that is that we make our sacrifices, and something better comes out of those sacrifices once we channel the right energy into what it is that we're doing with the right purpose. I mean, that's some like old occult no knowledge. No, there, the elites do blood sacrifices, but you know, there is that sacrifice of what is sacred to oneself and making something more beautiful out of it. So your work is not being done for nothing. You know, you're going to see this all the way through. Yes. I know. I would love to be there with you on this journey.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad that somehow you found out about me and reached out to me to share, you know, as much of the story as I can. It's very complex for all of us, but it's difficult. But yes, I agree that all good will come from all of this, that I'm not worried about that at all. I mean, even though I've suffered quite a bit the past 14 years from it, but I believe that everything will come good from it for all of us. When you choose the right, it will manifest right things in your life. So, but.
Hey, even if it doesn't, you know, I don't know where I initially heard this, but just to people out there listening that may be on the fence about doing the right thing, because a lot of people listening too is really to reach to who we're trying to reach out to. So there's a lot of people that are on the fence about maybe taking action in their own lives too, and maybe looking up to you as being courageous, but we need to take these actions. We can't delay these actions any longer. You don't want to end up being the grandfather and saying, hey, you know, when the Nazis were coming in Germany, Papa, what were you doing? And he was like, well, I was at the beer hall with Hans. You don't want to say you were playing video games or you were just having a laugh. These are the times that we have to start taking some nonviolent action. So to all the listeners out there, I would implore you to either share this information or take some peaceful action in your own life so we can start changing things. That way, it's not just women like her that are putting herself out there on the line. It's very risky.
Yeah, Mary, I'll say
absolutely
something too. Mary, this is Bill.
Thank you.
I will say something too. I was a realtor for a number of years, and people don't understand when you were blowing that whistle, you were standing up for people who were underprivileged, who had to have help to keep their kids in housing, stuff like that. I have seen abuses in HUD housing down here in Texas beyond anything you would believe. And I've seen people suffer. I've seen people not have their housing or get it taken away for the smallest violation. But one thing I'd like to say, I agree with Will and everything. The last couple of days, I've been going through a personal thing where I had to stand up too. And V referred to me as Big Papa. I was trying to save my granddaughter, and I saved her. Sometimes you just got to step over the line. Sometimes you got to stand up on the walls of the Alamo and start swinging that rifle. I commend you, madam.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I'll take my stripes any day and stand up and not be afraid to stand up and speak for all of our rights. And if we see something wrong, we have to say something and do something about it and not be afraid. And the more people that do, the less retaliation there will be, because there will be more of us than there are of them. Right? Well, what happened with your granddaughter? I'm glad that you stepped up to the plate. Thank goodness. I'm a grandparent myself.
Well,
I would do anything for my grandchildren.
Well, what it was, she has some mental problems, and she's in Utah, and she was coming under the heel of the state. She's 12, and frankly, they were going to put her in the insane asylum for an indeterminate amount of time. I can't voice everything I did, but I will say I got their attention, and we referred her to a place called Bear Rivers. We've been treating her off and on for 4 years, and they recommended that she come back to Texas for day treatment in a place called Cedar Crest down here and live with me at night, and that would calm her down. She got her medication right, but like I said, as long as I let them have their way and I tried to agree and work with them and everything, they just continued to stomp the little girl down. And finally I said, okay, I got plan B. And apparently plan B got their attention, because it looks like she's coming home.
Oh, thank goodness. Wow, what a traumatic experience for that 12-year-old. And to know that Grandpa's there fighting for her means the world. Thank you. That's amazing. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, what people do to other people is just, it's always bothered me. I've always, there's a quote, man's inhumanity to man makes countless thousands mourn. I would rather be the one mourning and suffering the stripes than giving them. You know what I mean? So,
well, you are a family rights activist too, aren't you? I thought I saw something about that.
A family rights activist. Well, I've been involved on social media for, you know, 10 years or so, and in terms of supporting people that are going through the courts and being torn apart by what do they call it? Family court, DCF, all of this. With all my own personal experiences with my family, yes, I would definitely say I'm a family advocate as well, to keep the government out of our lives and to support our independence, our freedom and liberty without Big Brother and government doing anything to destroy us, as they are, all of us.
Well, let me ask you something. With all the things that you were whistleblowing on, and can you say that basically that any of it was, let's say, like one behavior is indicative of another? Can you say, you know, this group of people didn't get this benefits, this housing, because this person had that attitude towards them, kind of acted that way? You know, for example, like, I know I've talked to some retired cops, and they said they love being retired because they don't get to hear the N-word anymore. Because cops are inherently racist, and he heard it a lot in locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something, like, is there some behind-the-scenes stuff that you can tell us like that?
When I think it's just anybody that is low income, regardless of their race, they're automatically disenfranchised, and there are people who will use their status of power to, you know, hurt those people, and not necessarily hurting them because of race or anything, but just because they're low income, really. But what happens is, what happened at the Housing Authority in Torrington, and what I saw a pattern happening actually throughout the country, is that people were being evicted from their units without just cause. Minor lease violation accusations that weren't substantiated, and they were threatened with the loss of housing. And I would advocate for them to be able to keep their housing, because I don't think that they were doing anything that would be reason for them to be evicted. And when I started standing up for the tenants, retaliated against. It wasn't necessarily people that were being harmed in for any particular, you know, race or anything like that, but just because that's what they do. They destroy people's lives. They get off on that.
Okay. Well, we'll get more into this when we come back from commercial break for our short segment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
All right, we are back. Now, again, for those of you who were listening last night, we got the biggest disturbance, at least on my end, as far as internet and all that, when I mentioned the fact that someone I know actually was denied housing, going to rent an apartment and hit every apartment complex in this city, literally every one of them, and houses and things like that, denied everywhere. Why? Well, he had average credit and no evictions, but the last place he talked to, which he got very mad about, he demanded some answers, and he was shown that, oh, well, you have 3 evictions and, bad credit, and it was proven that it was not him. He said, this isn't me. This is someone with my name, but that's not me. There are 5 other people in this county with that exact same name, why are you not checking this by a social security number? So that is, I think we hit something on the head with that subject matter there. People being discriminated against just so because they happen to have someone else's name or share the same name with someone else. Now, I've got two people who deal with real estate on the line here. Is this something that is practiced, or is this accidental, or is this just covert harassment or a way to target someone?
What it is, down here in Texas and in Central Texas, back in the day, we didn't have so much of a problem with credit evictions, and we went up on tenant file and checked it. Yes, a person had evictions, but to be honest, a person who walked in with a voucher from HUD was gold. Okay, we truly wanted it. We had some of our owners that wanted only HUD renters because even though the rent might be lower than normal, it was solid. It was constant. And the people who got the HUD, if they had a copay, they would tend to pay it because they wanted to keep that HUD. What got me was if a lady had a boyfriend and he moved in, rather than saying, okay, I've got a boyfriend living with me now, he makes X number of dollars a month and all that, instead of them saying, okay, now we don't have to pay as much, you have other income, we'll pay a little less, they would automatically take the HUD away from the girl. They would automatically do that. And so we would hide that from the HUD. We wouldn't go against the people living in our units. You see a couple living there raising two kids. He's going to work. She's raising the kids. And we didn't go in there and bust that up. We didn't help them in any way. And might have been a little dishonest, but, you know, that's just the way it works because there's no reason to ruin these people's lives when they had everything set up and they had their SNAP and they had their utility help and everything. And he's out there working and she's keeping the house, which is an American family. By doing that, the lady can stay home and be a mother, you know, like you're supposed to do. That was my objection. And getting on it was horrendous. So these people wouldn't risk that. No, so, but I understand what you're saying. In a more civilized area, say in the north or the northeast, they get all sticky about evictions and all that. We simply, you know, maybe a lady been evicted several times because she couldn't pay the rent, and then she got HUD, and now that's no longer a problem. All she got to come up with is $35 a month, and she can keep her place. There's no reason to punish her for that.
Well, I think that's a couple different things you got going on there with the identity of one person being confused when they're applying for housing and their identity is being mistaken with somebody, and so they're not accepted. And then the other issue that you just, the other person just brought up from Texas is different. I'm not really sure how to respond to it.
Okay. Well, that's okay because this was our short segment. We have a caller that we'll get to when we come back from commercial break. So let's just go ahead and ease on to commercial. We'll be right back.
I have to call my daughter. She's not back from work yet, so I'm gonna hang up and call her, and maybe you can call me back. All right? Is that okay?
Hello? Mike?
Oh.
Mike, can you take care of that? All right, we'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we are back from commercial break, and we're in it for the long haul here. So we still have our guest, hopefully, Mary.
Yes.
Whistleblower Mary, as she likes to be called.
Oh.
And we also have a caller here on the line who's got, I presume, a question for you. So we have Chris, Las Vegas Chris. What's going on, brother?
Well, I was listening to Advocate Mary there, and I thank you for taking the call, of course, Frank. I always enjoy your conversations there that are very casting of light and sunshine on the criminality in government. And it's my experience that I'm vastly experienced working in a couple of different states in the private CASA area, congressionally authorized special advocate capacity. And I can tell you with great confidence that the so-called federal policies administered from the Department of Health and Human Services from the Title IV funds of the Social Security so-called trust, which is a bunch of baloney anyway, are driving policies that promote these so-called child protective services, Department of Child and Family Services, to operate on the slimmest of information, unsubstantiated hearsay, anonymous complaints, to divide and destroy families. This is a communist Soviet policy that all property lies in the corporate state, and they come in, and because of the financial incentives to all these so-called caregivers and guardian ad litems, caseworkers, and so on and so forth they have, they all receive strong financial contributions for every child they take from a family. And this comes from the social services, from Social Security, Department of Health and Human Services, goes to the state, equals access, justice plans, so on and so forth, all these different corporate entities working together to break up families.
Right.
And they've recently been a strong proclivity for people to start weaponizing DCFS as a tool that we've recently learned, I think it was in the Hunter Biden situation, or no, I think it back as Paul Pelosi, where he terrorized a woman he had some sort of a relationship with for quite a long time, threatening to have her children taken, have her declared mentally incompetent if she didn't turn over the property, and he even tried to claim like the relationship never existed. So they're weaponizing these agencies, but they operate as a star chamber, an inquisitorial, you don't even have to have any proof to go in there and get an emergency temporary restraining order on anyone. I've had that for myself. My wife was sworn to commit felony perjury against me. They weaponized my wife against me to destroy our family. And this is a very, very dangerous program. I think it was implemented by the Clinton gang, Bill and Hillary. And this is very dangerous to families all around America.
Absolutely. That's exactly what they're doing. Weaponizing any government program to be used against us as a tool to destroy us, whether it's CPS and taking apart the families, or HUD and the housing, evicting people that don't deserve it, anything, the courts, tearing us apart. That's all the government does is a weapon to use against us. I totally agree with you.
Well, you know, we have socialists destroying families. We have democracy, which is only ruled by the few, and a republic where nobody has any say. Does anybody see a trend here?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes, it's all socialism has destroyed this country. Whatever government program it is, it's socialist, and it needs to be dismantled, as far as I'm concerned.
That's what Chris was talking about with the, we call it the CPS down here. We went through a long and protracted battle with them ourselves as a family. And then I joined, the movement and became a writer for the people. I went up to Utah and fought a case up there, Mary, where they were actually had a sex trafficking ring going, and were selling little girls all over Utah, down into St. George and Arizona and all that. We've got, with our experiences with them this time, one of the things that surprised me was the cooperation of the CPS up there with us in the last couple of days, and the education. You know, that's because I'm speaking clear. Thank you. But the Utah Brigham Young University took it upon themselves to educate their child protective services in things like reactive attachment disorder, schizophrenia, all these things. And they picked up the mantle and went with it. Down here in Texas, my friend down here, one of the directors, when they came down on them with a $50,000 a day fine, I found out that it was directed a little bit against the foster care system. They have two segments. There's the investigative system and the foster care system, and the foster care system was dragging down the rest of the department. And so he's spending a lot of time now rooting them out because they had got a little organization going similar to Utah. So I understand where y'all are coming from, but it is socialism. It's what's good for the many, bad for the few, that's okay. And we should turn over, get back to a system where, frankly, the churches and civic groups take over, where Killeen is covered up with food banks now, covered up. If you're hungry in Killeen, you can't eat. All you have to do is go in there and say, I'm hungry, and they'll load your car up for you, all that kind of stuff. We don't need government reaching its hand in there saying, we're going to give you two loaves of bread, but if you don't do what we say, we're going to take one loaf back. Your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I can add a little bit more about Utah, if you like. I certainly support your comments. I, too, have found child sex trafficking, child murders up in Utah and Iron County, West Jordan, and those areas. I've tried to report it before, and because of trying to report it, I was accused of being a sovereign citizen and other nonsense by FBI up there. Of course, they've become a terrorist organization here in America also in most or locations. But Utah is a particular cesspool because they have such a large group of children because of the Mormon influence, and they tend to, the pedophiles tend to proliferate in these areas that are target rich with young children that can be human trafficked, sex trafficked, and other things.
Chris, you just nailed it. You said the M word. I was being polite. I also use the P word, polygamy. It's all over the place. It's all over the place, and they focus on young girls, baby makers, the baby making wife. They do that. And since Chris brought it up, he knows what I'm talking about. And I, too, have been to West Jordan, and I've been to Brigham City, and I've been to St. George, and I've seen what they will do.
Well, since we brought that subject up, Mary, have you... Well, I guess the question would be, what are the downfalls? What's the negativity? What is the discrimination, if there is any, for those with family, low income, or just people, well, let's say mental disabilities, just trying to have a place to live? Because I know people with mental disabilities, they're often homeless, and if they find a place to live, it's usually in some sort of group home, their entire checks taken. I mean, it's really comes down to human trafficking and robbing people, in my opinion. What do you think?
Anything that the government can do to weaponize, whether a person is low income, whether they have a disability, whether they come from a broken family, anything. There's predators out there, and they're all in the government. Well, not all of them, but most of them are in the government, and they will target you to destroy you, to use you as a job and income creation scheme. That's the only way I can really summarize it. The downfall of being a target is that we're all vulnerable. Every one of us is vulnerable. I'm not exactly sure how to respond.
Well,
to
I'm
it.
Finding that every agency, it doesn't matter what agency you deal with, they've got a way to really screw you. I mean, I've had people on the show from the NSA to all the way up to now, the HUD. And it's really some secret little club of people who can't be touched, who are responsible for everything. They're making money, hand over fist while people are just getting screwed over and out.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it has to do with innate human psychology, because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. I think it just is about the boundaries. It's not always a conspiracy. A lot of times it is, but sometimes it's not even a conspiracy. People just love the power. You can see it in the eyes of corrupt politicians, corrupt police officers, that self-important thing or judges even state senators, the honorable, that really goes to their heads. And I mean, you can go look at a litany of psychological studies like Stanford Prison Study, where it's just these people didn't even have real power. It was even fake perceived power, and they started abusing other humans. So that has a lot to do with the restraints that we were supposed to have on our government. That's why our founding fathers built so many balances and checks and restraints and bulwarks, because they understood human nature was to gravitate towards power and abuse it. They lived under the monarchies. And unfortunately, 230 some odd years later, we're a far cry from what our founders had envisioned. And it's only thanks to people like this caller, our guest, and the host and co-host of the show, and people speaking out in their everyday life, that keeps that flame alive. And in order for that flame not to be completely corrupted, we need the average, ordinary people. We need every single person standing up together nonviolently to do something, because people follow trends, people are followers, and right now it's cool to watch the latest reality TV show or NFL, but if we made it cool to be responsible and stand up for our rights, we'd be living in a totally different world.
Yes, I love what you just said. Absolutely.
I want to add something to that. And people, if you listen to the show, you notice the way I speak. And there's terminology here. And power is a word that I do not use when describing the government or anything that they're doing. There's a term, authority. Power is something that you have, I have, the people have. It's a force. Now, when you have something called authority, that is the psychological violence and oppression that is used against the people. Authority is not found in nature. There's power, but authority is a made-up, man-made concept. And people need to understand that natural law rules, that we need to visualize and realize who we are as a people and use our power. And authority is only something, again, it's a mental construction, it's a prison, and it's a concept used by those who are corrupt, who want to just destroy everything in reality and be selfish and greedy. We could all have power. We don't have any powerful politicians. What we have are manipulators. Again, this is something that revolves around authority. It's not real, people. It's not real. It's a game. Mm-hmm. And you all consent to play in that game, especially when you're controlled by it. Now, there are those of us who are using our power, like whistleblowers, activists, people with any damn common sense who wants to live their life the way they want to live it. You've got that power. Now, something I want to ask you, Mary, in your years of whistleblowing, I know you've been discriminated against, you've been blacklisted, etc., etc. What is it? Can we focus on the subject of the protection of whistleblowers and what we as a society need to do to bring about the protection of whistleblowers? Because I know, again, every company has policies, every agency has policies, every bureau, every part of the system has policies, if you see something, say something. But when that happens, well, you're screwed over and out. Because we've got a select people, a group of people, bureaucrats, you know, whatever you want to call them, corrupt individuals who, you know, it's sort of like the pod, you know, people pointing and screaming, you know, once you say something. Is there something we can do? Because the way everything's structured to help the people. And once you take that structure away, these agencies, these departments, these whatever institutions start attacking. So that means that these institutions only exist to disenfranchise, victimize other people that they so-called want to help. So how do we as a people need to protect whistleblowers?
Well, that's a good question. It is human nature. Somebody brought that up, that human nature, power corrupts, and there's laws that govern the illegality of retaliation. Retaliation is illegal. I've been saying it for 14 years, but they've all gotten away with it. Well, what I've learned is that the public officials don't have to uphold or enforce or defend any laws that they make. They're public laws. They're public officials. They don't apply to we the people. And that's where you get, the consent of the governed, and why we have this big, sovereign movement. People, realize that, you know, the police, for example, they're not there to protect and serve us. They are there as statute enforcements, for the, government. Judicial marshals, sheriffs, they're all part of the corporations of the government that work against we the people. They're not there to work for us. So how do we make them obey, like, the Constitution or the laws that make it, retaliation illegal for those brave people who do stand up when they see something, they say something. Right now, that's what I'm doing currently in an active lawsuit, is attempting to force the state of Connecticut to uphold the Connecticut whistleblower law and apply it equitably to over 1,000 public employees in the state of Connecticut who slipped through the cracks. I was one of them, because they claim that we don't have whistleblower protection. I don't like these ideas of laws that are exclusive to protective classes of people. We're all created equal, so one law should apply to all of us, regardless of whether or not we're a public employee or we're female, or it shouldn't be, laws shouldn't be inherent based on a protective class. In other words, it should be automatic. But how to get it to be enforced? That's your question. That is, the reason why we have courts is that they're supposed to, force people to uphold the laws, and still they aren't working either, right? The courts don't work either.
Well, we need to control these people. Just like how FDR was a cross-dressing homosexual, and some people have pictures of him and controlled him. We need counter-surveillance on everyone. within the government, everyone within the corporation, everyone within any institutions. If you become a public servant, guess what? There needs to be a camera on you. We need to know everything about your life. And quite honestly, we really need to hold these people to the rules. Because something I found that is amazing is when you hold somebody to a set of rules that normally wouldn't, they will also hold other people to those set of rules that normally wouldn't. I don't know if it's a spite thing or not letting someone else feel special, or I just know it's reverse in my situation. I want to be left alone and be my free thinking self, but the authorities that be just had so much against that, and well, they don't like it. They can go to hell. Because that's just the way it's going to be. If they don't like it, hell has a way of fighting. So, with that said, I want to thank my guest for coming on to the show, and thank you, caller, for coming on to the show, asking questions. Chris, you're always amazing. And this is something that people need to talk about. It doesn't matter where your complaints are in government. You always see a pattern, and that pattern is so obvious. Follow the money. Mm-hmm. Follow the biased. See who's sitting in what chair, what office. We need to make them public, everything that they're doing. Because something's going to come out. They're a pedophile, they're laundering money. You know, there's something that they're doing that ain't right. Because what they're doing to other people isn't right. And so, once again, I'm going to thank you for coming on the show, Mary. And we'll have you on again for an update on your situation. And I want to thank my listeners for listening in. And remember, guys, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.